enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it.
Reach down, please touch my soul. I've given away pieces and I need to be made whole. Patch me in your healing flood. Wash away
because narrow is the gate, I want you to notice this, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Many times when we read this verse of scripture, we see that narrow is the gate, and we realize that the gate is narrow, the gate being Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door, I am the way to salvation. So many pray the sinner's prayer. They receive Jesus Christ into their heart and they think that's it. But what Jesus said is there is a gate that is narrow, but after the gate there is also a narrow way.
Touch me with your burning.
The gate, it is a narrow way. As a result, many are seduced and many are deceived because they feel, I've prayed a sinner's prayer, I've received Jesus into my heart, I go to church, I pay my tithes, I'm born again. As a result, they're deceived. Because Jesus never said, he who begins shall be saved. He said, he who endures until the end shall be saved.
Breath of life.
He said, he who endures until the end shall be saved. The seven churches in the book of Revelations. Five out of the seven churches, which are symbolic of the condition of the church in the last days prior to his second coming. Five of the seven churches, he had to rebuke and basically tell them if they did not change their works, their ways, they would be removed. Their name would be blotted out of the book of life. He repeatedly said to them, he who endures until the end shall be saved. Is an absolute lie that has been sold to the church. It is one of the greatest lies that the enemy has propagated to the church in the last days. It is a doctrine of a devil, and that is once a person prays a sinner's prayer, once they are quote saved, they are always saved. That doctrine has done nothing more than allow people to enter into a slothful, lazy, careless life. A life in which their self, themselves are the focus of everything. As a result, many are seduced and many are deceived because they feel, I've prayed a sinner's prayer, I've received Jesus into my heart, I go to church, I pay my tithes, I'm born again. As a result, they're deceived.
Reach down, please touch my soul. Given away pieces and I need to
by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. It is a doctrine of a devil. And that is, once a person prays a sinner's prayer, once they are, quote, saved, they are always saved. That doctrine has done nothing more than allow people to enter into a slothful, lazy, careless life. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Breath of life.